This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Would you believe me if I told you that the whole break was spent talking College World Series, both men's and women's?
Yes.
That's the level of sicko that we are.
Let's
right
make
now.
It a segment. Let's go.
Buddy, we are.
You don't know what we were just talking
we
about.
We are in the. That's you. Don't bring me into that. That was not me. I was over here enjoying some fantastic Texas Tennessee softball. And also, salute to UTSA baseball getting the University of Texas. There's a lot of upsets. There was a lot of number one seeds or highly ranked seeds or favorites that ended up going down over the weekend in various different places. Maybe we bring that up in winners and losers of the weekend. But let's circle back around to the Texans. OTA is continuing today. This one is closed. This one's closed. So we're not going to get information as to what's happening there. But we can base some of our conversation off of the last open practice Friday and some of the things that we heard from there, including Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator of this team. I know y'all be forgetting sometimes because it feels like D'Amico is. But Matt Burke, obviously, very well attuned to what's happening. I don't know about you.
I feel bad for Matt Burke sometimes.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I think you've noticed. I try and give him a love whenever I can when we're talking about it, like D'Amico Ryans and Matt Burke or what have you. But also, I really enjoy listening to him. Like, obviously, he's not going to hit us the same as listening to D'Amico or listening to the offensive coordinator. Now that's Nick Caley, because he feels like those are the guys that have the highest authority on either side of the football in those places. But listening to Matt Burke is often very intriguing to me, and I think that gave you the jump off here of this question, Lopez, and I'm interested to hear where you go with it. Are we underappreciating, or are we taking Jalen Petrie for granted?
I think we are, and that's a very good thing. By the way, Matt Burke, probably the most interesting man on the coaching staff.
Really, above Frank Ross, who, Frank Ross, shout out to Frank Ross, and I want to make sure
he lives his
right.
life, man. He in the offseason, he climbed Mount Kilimanjaro.
Matt?
He hung out with the gorillas in Rwanda. He's just one of those guys that just experiences life, man.
Can we have a little sidebar real quick?
Yeah.
He said gorillas in Rwanda, and I was like, I don't even know if there are gorillas in Rwanda. Like, is he wilding right now?
No, it's legit. Okay. Really? Yeah. Legit. Right. He did.
This is supposed to be a sidebar, Lopez. Yeah, it's supposed to be between me and Figgy right now.
I'm listening.
Did you also feel that, or is that just me?
Yeah. Okay. I was wondering, do you think Lopez ever been there? You probably been there.
No, right, Rwanda, right. I've never been to. And Kilimanjaro, I've never been to. But, no, he's an interesting cat. I do feel bad.
You tell me you didn't cover a college football game in Kilimanjaro?
Yeah, the Kilimanjaro Killers.
oh, my God.
Versus the Rwanda... Well, I guess they got to be gorillas, huh? I don't know.
Be careful with the way you say that.
It's a mascot.
There are mountain gorillas in Rwanda. I have confirmed there are mountain gorillas in Rwanda. Anyways, we were supposed to be making a point
of
some sort.
That's YouTube.
What did
that's
I do?
YouTube.
No.
That's
our program director over there turning red.
Wait, I accept no responsibility.
What did he say?
I was just trying to check. I was just trying to check the veracity of your statements.
Yes.
Because I got a little bit of some type of way when you said the gorillas in Rwanda. Yeah. I was like, are there gorillas in Rwanda?
Is going to have to make a statement tomorrow.
What I said yesterday, I fully regret. There are. He is an interesting cat. Anywho, back to are we underappreciating Jalen Petrie? We really are. Let's listen to Matt Burke, first of all, talking about this dude. And here we are. We're talking about Obviously, Derek Stingley, you know, the big leap that we might expect from Kamari Lassiter. Hell, we're talking about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. What a great acquisition in the secondary. Kalen Bullock. Kind of forgetting Jalen Petrie.
I mean, he's, man, I feel like we had a team full of these guys, honestly. Like, we talked about it last year, how, like, he stayed, obviously, like, energy and being in the building and meetings. And another guy that's really trying to, like, just, like elite focus on becoming the best, whatever you want to call that, in the league. And, again, trying to move him around a little bit. And we know what his talents are, but just the energy, the work ethic, the enthusiasm is just unwavering with him. And it's always a pleasure to be around Jalen.
We're kind of not remembering fully or all the time just how good he was and how big of a leap he took last year.
No, I mean, yeah. that one feels evident, and it's hard to forget that because he got paid behind it, right? Mm-hmm. And I think in a way that if you had gone a calendar year prior to when he got paid, you would not have been able to, I don't know how you would have responded to someone walking to you or me jumping in mm-hmm. from the future. If I had a time machine, that's exactly where I'd go immediately to John Lopez to tell him what would happen with the Texans when it comes to salary and caps and contracts. Mm-hmm. But if I went in my time machine to a year, even a year ago today, and went, hey, mm-hmm. John Lopez, this is the contract that Jalen Petrie would get because he had such a good season. Like you would,
I would say, what? Given the year before,
right?
You know, but at the same time, then there comes you know, the fit, the fit that he has in this defense, and what do they call him? The star position, I think, is what they're calling it.
I don't know.
Does a little bit of everything.
Matt Burke didn't even know what to call it in that particular audio. He was like, "Whatever you want to call it in this league." I'm like, "Yeah, I was looking to you for that answer, friend."
That's right.
What do you call it? Maybe I will call it that as well.
Yeah, and you know, had all these tackles, all these big plays, missed five games. You know, he missed five games last year. So I think, you know, there is a certain appreciation that is deserved with Petrie. But beyond the appreciation, you know, where I went was, okay, so we know what Stingley is, and he got paid. I think we know what Lassiter is. You bring in a bad dude in Gardner-Johnson. You have high hopes for Kalen Bullock. And we've talked about this secondary could truly be something special. Imagine if Jalen Petrie, you know, plays 17 games, 16 games, you know, at the level at which he played, you know?
No, for sure. I think there's a level of appreciation, especially for, like, the energy, the kind of mentality that it seems like he brings with his game. That if you were ranking the things that Jalen Petrie brings to this team, it's, like, physicality and mentality that comes up first, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because that's the thing that it seems like gets D'Amico, gets Matt Burke, gets this team, or rather the organization, most excited about him is just the mentality and the way that he plays, kind of being almost a talisman of the general ethos that D'Amico wants on the field for that defense.
Yeah.
You know, being physical, throwing up in that. Outside of that, though, like when we start talking about the play, and I'm not trying to disparage him because I think that he's probably a little bit better in coverage than maybe sometimes we give him credit for. But like there is some level of that, the coverage things that we think about, that we talk about, with this. So like I just don't want to go too far on like, are we taking him for granted? Because I think that he got his contract, he played incredibly well last year, and mm-hmm. I think that he definitely helped set the tone. However, I don't know that we're taking him for granted in that way.
I don't think we're taking him for granted, but we definitely not bringing him up whenever we talk about the defense as much as the other players,
as some of the key game changers that are out there, and in D'Amico's defense in particular, that position can be a true game changer. How many times did he come up with that big time blitz at the perfect time,
right,
that blew up a drive? And you know, I think it is kind of taking him for granted, you know, because we're just almost assuming, you know, that he's going to continue to play at this level, or that he's going to make plays when, you know, everybody goes over the top, you know, with some of these other guys. And by the way, congrats to Jalen Petrie as well. He got married in the offseason.
That is true. Yeah. And I do wonder if, like, is there a way, and maybe I'm Kendrick Perkins, is there a way that marriage then makes him an even better version of himself? Although I imagine he was already so.
Oh, here we go.
Right. No, because one of the things
Kamari Lassiter need a family, y'all. Here first.
If he want to be an all pro cornerback, he need to go ahead and settle down and get married. No, but I think that, because like the idea of like that stable, that kind of established nature, because it feels like the things that you talk about when you're talking about Jalen Petrie, the things that he does, like extraordinary, above like what I guess you point to are the intangible type things, mm-hmm. the things that kind of make him a leader, which I think was Matt Burke was talking about there,
yeah.
Both like an energy and kind of the style. I do wonder if like that kind of makes him brings him more in line. But to back to your point is just I do appreciate, though, how he is a linchpin for how this defense is to be played.
Yes.
Especially considering like Jimmy Ward could play that position. But I think it's fair to point to the idea that he's aging out a little bit. Injuries is more of a concern for him than it is for Petrie. Mm-hmm. But being a guy that could kind of be a pseudo linebacker while also being a safety that kind of like roams around like that box safety, but mm-hmm. really and truly fits like a linebacker. That allows you to kind of give the physicality while also having the speed that D'Amico's defense really requires. So he is very important. I don't want to get that wrong. I want to make sure that I feel like we've talked about that a lot. I feel like we've given him a lot of credit. And when that 3 for 39 came out, I was like, no, I get how this comes to be.
Yeah, but and it wasn't that long ago. Remember this. We didn't know where they were going to even play him, you know, with coming into D'Amico's system and everything else. You know, how was he going to fit? His coverage skills. You said you think they're better than people give him credit for, maybe, but you know that's probably still one of the reasons that they were trying to find a home for him. And his tackling, it wasn't that long ago that we thought the tackling was a big problem. And that seems to be ironing itself as well.
They done called me Reginald Ada Perkins on here now. Oh, okay.
Need to be more like Earl Thomas, y'all.
No, that's last.
Get a family like Earl Thomas. He had a family. He got married, right?
Yeah. I would argue that Earl Thomas was a little too close to his family. That's the thing that I would argue here. All right, so while we're talking about the secondary, I know that Jonathan Alexander wrote a piece about the gentlemen who are calling themselves Hawk and Locke,
mm-hmm.
Kalen Bullock, Kamari Lassiter. The relationship that these guys have forged, how encouraging is that for you in the way? Because, I mean, they talk about that they both have long careers ahead of themselves that just add fuel to the fire and that kind of the ways that they were, you know, first, second rounders and, you know, those types of things. Like, how do you feel about that particular? Because it seems like they don't go anywhere without each other.
No, they don't. And I think part of that is they're clearly, you know, get along very well. But another part of it is, you know, when you come in together in a class, there is a certain bond, you know, that just forms, especially that high. And they both seem to be, you know, obviously playing at a very high level with another, you know, hopefully big leap on the way. I think that's part of it. But when you start projecting with these two guys, you know, the projected sort of next step that they take, they were damn good last year. I mean, they were damn good, better than I thought they would be, to be honest.
No, that's the interesting thing because I think this is something where I still feel confident that they're going to be a better version of themselves in year two.
Mm-hmm.
Do you at all have any trepidation understanding that development isn't linear and sometimes like development looks a little funky? It's not necessarily you were this good. And so in year two, you will be this percent better. And then that same percent better in year three and that same percent better. Like it can fluctuate. Do you have any level of concern for either of these guys on development, on year two being a much better look for either one of them than year one?
I think if you're fair, you have to, you know, there are so many times that doesn't happen. And so I think you have to have that little bit of, okay, let's see if they, you know, if they flatten out, so to speak. How many NFL players, including Seth Payne, our own Seth Payne, has talked about it's year three when you really, everything slows down and you really feel like you're a veteran and you're, you know, in your right spot. So we'll see. But I personally do not, simply because of what they're surrounded with. And I was going to say D'Amico running the defense. D'Amico and Matt Burke.
Yeah!
Running
the defense. The man who was in Rwanda with the gorillas.
Yes.
No, for sure. Going back to the Petrie point, though, because I did see this on the text line. They said that, you know, once Petrie got hurt, tight ends started killing us. And that's a fair point that I honestly had not given mm-hmm. enough credence. You're willing to give him that credit for, like, the being the guy that kind of helped keep tight ends at bay for the Texans?
To a degree. I mean, because the texter said is absolutely true. And another texter was talking about, you know, he does all the intangible, I think it was Ocho, all the intangible things. What are the tangible things? No, the tangible things are there. The intangible things are the ones that kind of separate him. Remember Figgy when he was a rookie and there was video of all the rookies doing the drills and they were doing like the high kicks. And yeah. he was like an All-American. He was doing that, like, everything just perfectly, like over-exaggerating the motions and everything. And I was like, okay, so he's trying to be an All-American here. He's really, you know, doing everything, exaggerating and all that. And he still does that That's the interesting thing.
He wasn't just being a teacher's pet. Like, yeah. That's just how he goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I never think about, like, how much does this level of work ethic stick with you? And work ethic maybe isn't the right way, but, like, not cutting no corners, taking everything to the max. Like, he does seem to have that, which, again, is part of why I think he's so important to his defense. Someone like Matt Burke, who was, like, charged with being the guy, not just that sees performance, but also sees the way that it affects each other. Like, the one thing that I say above anything else, it's such a great group of dudes. Like, I do want to give the Texans credit for that. Like, I don't know that you look at the defense, you go, that's a dude. In the same thing that you were kind of, I guess, people kind of started worrying about with, like, Laremy Tunsil on the offensive line or what have you. Like, you don't have any of those dudes that you go, I don't know if he's good for the vibe. Like, it's all of, and not just, like, the camaraderie, but also just, like, the vibe that that you wanted to establish from the very top down. It seems like it hits perfectly. It seems like Petrie is huge in that regard.
And at this point in his career, you know, clearly one of the leaders that we don't talk about as well, because you just heard Matt Burke.
Yeah.
You know, he says that in the meeting room. You know, I know it's a cliche, but, you know, he talks about, you know, if we had everybody acting like this and playing like this and trying to contribute and improve like this, we'd be better. But you know what? They're working on it. That vibe, as you talked about, is what it's all about there.
Yeah, and one of the more interesting things as well is now I kind of want to see what he is like potential OG, which is weird. Mm-hmm. Or like vet. I'll use the word vet. OG. Yeah, it gets a little rot. There's hierarchy here, apparently. But it's potential like vet to the likes like Jalen Reed. Mm-hmm. Or one of these Jalen's that came in. I'd be forgetting which one's the safety, which one's the cornerback. Y'all know what happened. But like these guys that come in and have an opportunity to like also step into that role, like, Can you replicate Petrie in some ways? Because that would be huge, especially if we talk about continuing this year over year. I know that you still have him on that, you know, that 3-year extension, what have you, which kind of operates like a 4-year, 5-year deal going out further. But like you still want to have more guys that can do this. And right now, like Jimmy Ward is your facsimile. But Jimmy Ward, I think we can acknowledge, is getting to the end of his tenure.
Yes.
So is it possible that you see Jalen Reed able to, or not Jalen Reed, Jalen Petrie, goodness, is going to be a problem all the way through the season. Jalen Petrie, impart some of the things that makes him special into someone else. Like, that'd be the real special. You talk about the leadership and the giddiness that Matt Burke talked about. If you could find a way to get some level of, I am copying this into new vessel, that's a whole different level of, like, leadership that I would absolutely say that I've taken it for granted in that way.
Not to scramble your brain even more, but right behind Jalen Petrie is rookie Jalen Smith.
There we go. Jalen Smith's the one that's in that space. There you go.
Yeah, that's
there
right there. And that's what you're talking about. You know, we follow what that guy does right there.
Yeah. Hopefully that's what's happening right now, or maybe not right now. I'm sure they're done for the day, but that's what's happening at OTAs today and tomorrow, where we will hear again from D'Amico Ryans and some players on what the progress is like. That'll be the fifth and I believe is that the final of the OTAs before we get to mandatory minicamp on the 10th?
Final of the OTAs and then they get to minicamp.
Okay, correct. Cool. Yeah. So yeah, we're seeing them put this together. Somebody said Petrie hit those tight ends hard. Ask homeboy from Dallas. No, that's one thing I know is like if Petrie gonna try and he's gonna try and level you. I imagine that we talk about high school Hall of Famers or whatever in some ways. I know there's someone who talks about that time that Petrie hit him in high school. I know it. Hey, we was playing Stafford and that Petrie cat. Yeah. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's time for us to do our lunchtime confessions, which are presented by the Men's Clinic. Get yours in. We'll do all that next.
All right. So
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word.
From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
A big controversy happening on Tinder. Did you see this thing over the weekend?
On Tinder?
On Tinder.
What you doing on that?
I am not a Tinder man. Are you a Tinder guy?
You sure?
Yeah. Yes, I'm sure.
Well, how'd you know about the controversy?
Because it fascinated me. I thought of Figgy, and then I thought of you.
That don't sound like an answer, Figgy.
What did you think of me and Tinder for?
I'll tell you why I thought of you.
I still haven't gotten an answer as to why you was on this Tinder.
I wasn't on Tinder.
He's on there for research purposes.
Reading the stories about Tinder.
From where? Who wrote the stories?
What's your source for that?
The internet.
Oh, okay.
The internet.
So the app. Believable. The actual app.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's I thought of Figgy, and I realized that's completely unfair. And then I thought of you, and I thought, that's funny. So I'll tell you what I was thinking about. They're adding, you know, you have your profile, obviously, and all the things that you do on there. They have filters, too, so people that can search. By the way, this tells you how much I am not on Tinder. This is all news to me. I was just fascinated by reading, reading all that. Yes. They have filters for the things you can search.
Yeah, so you can sort out people that you're not trying to.
Right.
Yeah.
They've added a filter, height.
Yeah.
So you can search out the height you want. So
yeah.
So nobody under 6 foot.
Exactly. So that's why I felt bad about.
Don't bring that over here.
I felt bad about thinking about you. I was like, oh wow, you know that you know, Figgy's not the tallest person in the world. I'll put it that way.
I say, yeah, my profile won't even pop up.
Yeah.
At this point, nobody under 6 foot.
So a lot of people are criticizing Tinder because they say, well, this is just promoting superficiality. Tinder is superficiality. That's all it is. You're superficial, you know, about what you're looking for.
Yeah, and but not that kind of superficial. Yeah.
But then my other
not the thought, kind that hurts my feelings.
Then my other thought was, is Reggie going to lie?
Lie about what? I ain't got nothing to lie about.
About your height?
I ain't got nothing to lie about.
Oh, your height been
what
a
the
lie.
Doctor, how tall did the doctor say you were?
First of all, that was a nice nurse.
Nurse.
Foremost.
And what'd she say?
She said 5'11 and 3/4". So even then, I would probably, like, under most people's guidelines, I would still round that up to 6. But I know that I'm 6 foot and
you
3/4".
You do?
I know it.
Medicine says you're not.
I'm certain of it. Don't be out here trying to play me, Lopez.
Medicine says you're not.
Man, that kind of sucked, though, for sure, people like me and Reggie, man, because...
No!
Like, who the hell is searching for somebody under 6 foot?
Yes. So that's what people are complaining
about. The shortest
about.
Girl in the world is looking for somebody 6 foot and over.
Yeah.
A lot of them. I won't say not everybody.
Me and Reggie would be screwed, man.
Again,
I would like to be excluded from this particular narrative.
Except your nurse says no.
You in the 5 foot table, man.
That's not my nurse. My primary care physician recognizes me as 6 foot and 3/4 inch. That was something else entirely. I need you to understand that. That was a somewhere else.
What was it? The braids?
I don't even remember what I was about to say. From the 832, that someone said, my wife said she saw John on Tinder. Hey, wait a minute.
Well, first of all, what's your wife doing on Tinder?
I think that was the joke.
That joke. Went right back boomerang style.
Hey, here we go. Wait a minute. I'd be fine. Mm-hmm. I'd be fine. But one thing to remember, man, like for my short kings out there, remember, women like anything. Not every woman likes everything.
Yeah, but it does tend to be.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, not because.
You will persevere.
But yeah. See, the thing is, when you on an app like that, yeah. You're going to look for the dream person.
Yeah.
You ain't going to. I mean, if
you're. Tall, dark, and handsome, as they used to say.
If you looking in these streets or something, you probably ain't going to be like, nah, he ain't over 6 foot. So no, but. On the app, you're looking for your dream king right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think
5'11 and a half.
What you got to do is you got to spin this into a positive. The ones that are out here looking for you, yeah. They're looking for you, baby. Like ain't no yeah. Maybe okay. If they put, nah, I'm looking for that 5'6. You in there, baby.
Yeah, you are
like,
in.
That is what
in.
They want.
Yeah. What you got to do to all my short kings like me and Reggie, just go out
there. We gonna fight.
Just disable the app, man. Just go out in these streets, man, and, yeah. And spit some game, yeah, man. Yeah. Old school.
Have some jokes, too.
Yeah. Yes, be funny.
You make know, them laugh.
What overcomes short is funny a lot of times. Like 9 out of 10 times.
Look at Kevin Hart, short, but he funny.
Yeah. But funny. You know, that funny will get you somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, so sorry, I'm gonna be the dude. We were having fun with heights and everything, and now I'm gonna be the dude like brings it to like serious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, especially like with this NBA Finals, people start talking about like ratings and everything, and everybody becomes like a network executive.
Yeah,
and like, look, it does not actually matter to you. Like, if you're gonna enjoy it, watching, if you're not, then don't. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But a place where I think that this actually might matter. Apparently, the NHL is having kind of a Sun Belt problem, whereas like and like literally the physical region of the Sun Belt, where you look at all these teams that are in the America, like the American South, kind of that are actually being kind of good, right? You're seeing the Florida Panthers make it to the Stanley Cup Final. Obviously, the Kings have been really good in the past, and you know various other teams that are not like that are expansion kind of teams, but like even still, like they I mean Dallas has been a good team as well, like. They don't tend to draw in the same way, especially like TV wise, mm-hmm. compared to like the, you know, the original six or some of the Canadian teams. I think that might actually be a real problem for hockey in a way, because I think that is an organization that probably has less of the TV revenue than what we're talking about with like the NBA or obviously the NFL, baseball, some of those things. Is a little bit less of that. And then on top of that, like they probably depend a little bit, like more of their income is dependent on folks coming out, folks getting jerseys, those types of things. I do wonder if this ends up being an actual issue for the NHL because, and I also wonder if that points to like a larger kind of issue with our sports landscape is that we're depending so much on TV and TV is ending up in this place where it's kind of becoming less and less dependable.
No, I think that's fair. I also am thinking about Houston. If only there was a number six media market out there that had an NHL team, maybe that would help that number.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But then also you then wonder if like, are people outside of Houston going to care about it? Because that's also what it seems to be as we continue to make all these sports.
Yeah, but you're hitting the market.
Yeah. But as we continue to make more of these sports into like a national proposition, not only do you, like you have to be good in your market regular season. Yeah. But when it comes down to like playoffs and trying to garner attention for the sport as a whole, you kind of got to have something that is interesting to everybody. And for some reason, people seem to just not be interested when the Nashville Predators are good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like that's such an interesting proposition. And I do wonder if that tells us anything about like just the TV sports landscape general outside of football.
No, that's more than fair. And it is a problem that the NHL has to address because that's what everything is based on is those TV numbers, all the contracts.
Somebody said from the 254, John McClane's profile on Tinder. I don't even know what you're getting at.
Oh,
there.
God. I'm laughing already.
Yeah. Is somebody going to make a John McClane Tinder profile now? Is that what's going to happen next?
Pitiful.
Oh, good.
Man.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
So I talked about in the past how I wanted to play a role in Law and Order, just a little short role.
Yeah,
I think I could play a role in Final Destination. If they make a new movie in Final Destination, I think I could play a role in that.
How's that?
Just because of what happened to me this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So I was driving, me and my wife was driving on the highway on 610 East, going home, went to the grocery store. A freaking tire from the ongoing... other side of the freeway hit us right in the car, man. Just hit the car, hit the front of the car.
That is terrifying.
Like, it was some Final Destination type stuff. Yeah. And this is my confession. I can't drive the same now, man.
It takes a while.
You just go head on a swivel. Yeah. But this is the thing. What are you looking for?
That's the thing, because like, I'm already looking for crazy drivers.
I mean, it's making sure. You got to.
Yeah, so I'm already looking for that. Now, like, I drove a little bit yesterday and today.
Oh,
I'm constantly looking on the opposite side of the freeway just to make sure ain't nothing in the air.
Yeah, no, that happens.
That was scary,
people,
man.
People who get in wrecks for the next month or so, you'll get over it eventually, but the next, you know, several.
You'll be back to speeding and switching lanes in no time.
Like, you get the shakes.
That was crazy, and thank God.
Are you nervous, right?
Yeah. So we didn't get hurt. I actually tweeted a picture of it.
Yeah.
And salute to everybody. Everybody was checking on me, man. Chris Santiago hit me up like, yo, you good? I saw that picture.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of people that just hit me up randomly.
I mean,
like,
you were that close.
Yeah.
You know?
And the thing is, I thought, like, a tire, when you think of a tire hitting the car, you think, like, okay, it could have did that much damage.
Mm-hmm.
It pretty much took out the whole headlight.
No, and the like, fender.
It was. Now, I will say the fender is good. It's just a lot of cosmetic parts that need to be replaced. So it didn't really affect the car too much. Mm-hmm. So it could probably still be fixed. But we didn't have a scratch on us. She was driving, which made it worse because she kind of freaked out a lot.
Yeah.
But she stayed calm. But, man, that was scary, man. Like, I was driving in to work today.
Yeah.
I'm just looking on the other side of the freeway, making sure ain't nothing coming towards this way.
Yeah, that's scary. Wild. And I feel bad because when you first sent the picture in the group chat, I was like, yo, that's crazy, thinking that you had just seen somebody. And then, like, Lopez had responded. I was like, wait a minute. Like, that was y'all? It really, and we were talking about this morning, it really is fortunate. It basically just took out a quarter panel. It didn't hit, like, the hood, really. Yeah,
it could have went through the window.
The windshield.
It didn't hit the windshield, which would have been real problematic. It didn't get your wheels, so, like, it's still drivable. Like, it's you really got relatively lucky in all of this, all things considered. But it took a big old dent out of that quarter panel.
Yeah. No, it was a big dent to the point. It's like, man, like, we hoping that they don't total the car out.
Yeah.
That's how bad of a dent it was.
Yeah.
So hopefully they won't total the car out because it's her car. She had it. She is already paid for. So she ain't trying to buy another car.
Yeah.
So hopefully
Except
they
might have to.
That. Oh, man, I'm going to be pissed if we got to do that, man. Yeah.
713 said, whose tire was it? Which is a fantastic question.
That's the other thing. Yeah. We had no idea. Just imagine driving and you look up and the tire is coming right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Airborne. Yeah. We have no clue where this tire came from. We know it came from the opposite side of the freeway. But it was no way we can, like, stop and track them down. Or yeah. We have no idea.
Going the opposite way and everything.
I have no. Yeah, all I saw was the tire.
Yeah.
That's what which is funny because it made me think of, I had been driving and just seeing a tire rolling, but it was rolling the other way. It was rolling like with traffic in a weird way, which made me think like, you know, it popped off, what have you, or fell off.
This was coming.
But yeah.
This tire was coming full speed at you.
Yeah.
And mind you, we going 60, 65 miles an hour. That wasn't even, we usually be going 75, but we was going about 60, 65.
Yeah.
This tire was coming at us about 60, 65.
Crazy.
That is wild. Scary. So I'm very happy that y'all are safe. Y'all are good.
Yeah, we good money.
But yeah, y'all might need to be out on the streets having another thing to watch out for, which is errant tires. And maybe even more, because I didn't realize that this was like as, I guess, prevalent. I don't know how much I could call it prevalent. It's a couple of texts from the 713. They said they were driving on the freeway 10 plus years ago. The hood of a vehicle in front of them flew off the freaking car and went right directly over their truck.
It's Houston. That's see all kinds of.
Yeah.
All kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, nah, I know. I seen people talked about how mattresses then fell off of trucks and stuff like that.
Yep.
But at least you could kind of have an idea, like, oh, it was I saw the mattress before or something like that. We were trying to explain to the insurance people, like, there was no other car involved. Mm-hmm. Like, we have no idea where this tire came from.
From the 713, that's actually very common, Fig. That tire came off of a trailer with a bad hub. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And
see, the thing, that's fine, but we never saw it. Like, I can't even prove that it came off of that.
Right, right.
Like, just imagine driving and you just see a piano fall out the sky.
Somebody said that's the tire that the old lady threw the window in the discount tire commercials. Even that's an old reference. That's wild. From the 832, y'all need to check the Reddit page, r/tires are the enemy. Oh, there's a whole Reddit dedicated to this? That's crazy. Yeah. And finally, I leave you with this. Somebody said, Figgy said he wanted a short role on Law & Order. It dang sure won't be a tall role. You had to do that.
Oh, man.
You didn't have to do that.
Never heard that one before. I've been getting short jokes all my life. That was so very unnecessary. All
right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Those are our Lunch Talk Confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic. Coming up next, let's get to our winners and losers of the weekend. Did you have anybody or any entity that you thought was a winner or a loser off of this last weekend? 713-572-4610. Let's get into that next. Let's get into the winners and losers of the weekend, 713-572-4610, as apparently the losers are us driving on these roads, especially with the way that these tires are apparently going everywhere. So many people have stories of tires just popping out and running up on them in the streets. That is kind of crazy to me. So I guess be careful out there, especially if you're driving around right now.
This is not helping Figgy's recovery.
No.
Hey, happens all the time.
I'd much rather you be safe than sorry, although to be fair, not much you can do about it, right? Yeah. I don't know how you stop yourself from getting caught by a tire that comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, I think that situation, they're right. It do happens all the time, but I've never seen a situation where it came from the opposite side of the freeway.
Just happened to clear
that was new for me.
Because it was a highway that had a median, right?
Yeah, it was 16.
The concrete.
I was on 16. You're on 16.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole point of the median is that it's not supposed to cry. It's like, nah, man.
Yeah, I just seen big old tractor trailer trucks, you know, with tires everywhere. You plan pretty much dodge the tire. But, man, I never seen that one just coming full speed like that.
Oh, wow. And now, I'm not trying to get too deep into this. Somebody said, now that inspections are nothing but emissions, get ready for more flying crap. I had not thought about that.
Mm.
All right, so keep your head on a swivel. Yeah. We are all losers for that. All right, other winners and losers of the weekend. Let's start where we started the show because this came in on the text line. They said, loser is the Astros medical staff. How do they keep improperly diagnosing injuries? And now, although you seem to be strong in the idea that this is not the medical staff itself, this is the front office and the organization withholding information and just manipulating information in an improper way.
Well, it has to be. I don't know, man,
because I keep saying like you're not. No,
there are going to be misdiagnoses. You know, there are going to be. As somebody texted earlier, he said his wife was talking to him while listening to the radio, which is always kind of cool. Tell him this. Tell him that.
Well, I don't know. We are in Houston. His wife might be in the medical professional. She might.
No, she was. He said that.
Yeah, there you go.
But you know, she's text him this, and it's one of the things where, like, you know, a lot of times you can't see, you know, all the fractures when they're swelling and stuff like that. That's all true.
Sure.
But you know who knows that? Medical professionals know that. Yeah. And the Astros, with a multi-million dollar player, the best, most dangerous hitter, you know, potentially on your team, probably on your team, you should be taking MRIs, you should be doing all this other stuff weekly, if not, you know, every few days. So to me, they are either inept in terms of physical athletic trainers and medical personnel, which there's no way they can be completely inept this long, this many times, or they're willingly peddling disinformation. To me, it kind of narrows it down to they're willingly peddling disinformation.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess a winner that came in on the text line is actually they put the Athletics Chandler Rome for calling out the Astros in this regard. Yeah, no, absolutely. It really is. It's despicable. And I mean, look, I think everybody in this market was ready to call him as soon as the Yordan, because this really is. It follows right in line with what happened with Cal Tucker just last year. And it's kind of remarkable that you do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, a year apart, it doesn't serve the athletes. I know I saw Spo kind of talking about it, is that it really serves to put the athletes in a bad place where the athletes are doing what they're supposed to do. But on the outside, we're looking at you like, why can't you come back from discomfort? And it's not the discomfort. It's a freaking break in the hand.
Yeah. Just imagine if we got that news earlier, if I don't know the proper steps they should have took, but if they took those steps and we find out it was a fracture hand or something like that. Now it's like, okay, he going to be out for a month or some weeks now. And now, like, we talking about this. Now we question the whole damn organization.
And sadly, it makes some, you know, ostensibly, you know, the best medical hub in the country, if not the world, the people from there who are on, you know, you're brought, you know, Methodist is a huge sponsor of the Astros. It makes them look bad. Yeah. You're making them look bad.
Oh, yeah, and that's messing with the money, right? Yeah. Like your official medical sponsor does not want to be associated with these poor poor health outcomes that are showing up.
What's funny, I was watching YouTube. I was on YouTube this weekend, and an ad came up for Houston Methodist.
Yes.
With Yordan's
in it.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah, that one doesn't feel
good. I'm like, that don't hit the same now.
It really doesn't. Yeah. Doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
All right, some other winners and losers of the weekend. I'm going to be honest. I was real negative this weekend because I keep looking up. I'm like, damn, there's a lot of losers on here from me. How about this for a loser? And let's talk about this. Some number ones, I guess, in a way, because at least I was focusing on Vanderbilt baseball, who became the first number one overall seed to not make the regional final as they got bounced this weekend from the NCAA tournament. That was also not the only one that happened, because it seems like some other teams that were highly regarded, Florida and number seven, Georgia, were also eliminated on Sunday. So the SEC also just having a tough time. Plus, you talk about the SEC having a tough time. How about UT?
How about UT the runners? Baseball? How about the UTSA runners?
Yeah, UTSA, in a way, little brother in that University of Texas system, taking out the big dogs, the Longhorns in baseball at their field, Dish Falk. Although, did they play at Dish Falk Field? Because I know that they had a little bit of a
yes.
They had a little some level of weather had before the weekend had, you know, created a little damage at the field. I think they did ultimately play out there, and I guess that was bad omen because they ultimately lost. So Texas also out of it. A lot of SEC teams in the College World Series having a rough time.
A lot of UTSA fans were there chanting, "Let's go 2-1-0," which was cool.
the San Antonio area code
2-1-0. And then there's this UTSA NIL money for their entire baseball program. $800,000. Texas, $9 million.
Yeah, money well spent for UTSA in this instance, right?
Wow.
713, Tyrese Halliburton, winner for the NBA Finals. Loser, lost the Eastern Conference MVP vote by one. Absolutely. MVP Halley was one of mine because they finished out the Knicks in Game 6, and they got back to all the things that they did well. They ran well, right? They shot well. Like, they had that pace. They had the, you know, all the things that the Pacers had done really well to make the Knicks uncomfortable. They did that back in Indy in Game 6 to win it on the home floor, which was great. And then, I don't know, did you guys see the, because I was going to stay for the entirety of the broadcast with, you know, with what was happening. We'll talk about that a little bit more here in a second. But Tyrese Halliburton, I mean, he's a dude who was, like, voted as the most overrated player. He's been talking his talk. He did the Reggie Miller choke symbol, all of that, right? It feels like it's been his Eastern Conference Finals. And then you get to the Larry Bird Eastern Conference Finals MVP being awarded, and they go, Pascal Siakam, and I don't know if you guys saw the video, but you can see Halliburton as they're starting to tee it up, what? Like start doing his hands like, yo, that's me. I'm about to get this. And they say Pascal Siakam, and you can see it. Like, it looks like an award show. It looks like an award show where the dude thinks that he's about to win, and he's like, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a 5-4 vote when it came to Eastern Conference MVP, and
he
I just can't
understand. He should have got it.
Yeah.
He probably should have. The final game probably ultimately.
Yeah, Siakam was good, too.
Yeah.
But I feel like they wouldn't have won that series. It would have been closer if it wasn't for Halliburton.
No, he should have won it.
Halliburton especially had like some last-minute type heroics during this series as well. I think, yeah, you're right. Game 6 itself probably skewed.
That's what did it, yeah.
Siakam's been good, you mentioned. Like,
nah, he's been good.
One of the things I know that the Knicks were sick of, just sick of turning around and seeing like a shot go through and then an outlet, like a quick outlet pass to Pascal Siakam, who's already 3/4 of the court.
Yeah.
Just like, damn, how's he already over there?
Yeah.
Why is he scoring a basket already?
Yeah.
So yeah, shout out to the Pacers who will face off against the Thunder in that NBA Finals. That one gets going, what is that, the 5th, I believe, is when that gets going? Do I have my base
late
right?
August.
Okay. I don't think that's accurate.
They do have a long break.
We get a little break, but I kind of needed it. Like the playoffs, it's just a lot of basketball. I'm just like, give me a little bit of time, and then let's go for this final. So I'm excited for that. But with that being the case, the Eastern Conference Finals is done. So a loser is Hoop fans, because the Pacers got their win on Saturday night. So TNT has now completed their NBA rights deal. So obviously, the inside the NBA crew will continue.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do kind of pre and halftime. I'm interested on post. But they'll be doing it on ESPN. So it'll be on ESPN, ABC. So instead of seeing Malika and Perk and Will Bond and Stephen A. Smith, you'll get Ernie and Kenny and Chuck and Shaq. But one thing I think Bill Simmons, different Bill, brought up that I think is interesting is they have different kind of break schedules, TNT and ESPN, and he thinks that the break schedules will actually make it so that this is tough. Like, it's going to be produced by the same people in the same place in Atlanta that they do right now. Their Studio J or what have you.
Yeah.
But, like, ESPN has these short segments that go to breaks frequently in their pregame compared to TNT where sometimes they let it breathe.
Yeah, sometimes they just show a highlight, and then they go right back to break.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
I think
that'll sit. That'll be sick because inside the NBA on TNT, they like allowing them to spread out. That's how they get to the shenanigans. Mm-hmm. I don't think they can be that quick show.
That's what I was going to say. I think it might look similar. It might feel similar, but it's not going to sound similar. It's not going to have that free-flowing sort of nature that it has.
I think the part I'm worried about is the nuts and bolts parts of it, like when they kick it out to a reporter at the stadium, something like that. Are we kicking it out to Malika Andrews or are we like the ESPN
Probably.
Type? Because I enjoyed the reporters from Turner.
Yeah.
Like I kind of go back to David Aldridge.
Yeah, who's at the Athletic now.
Yeah, I just love those type of reporters. I kind of had questions about the recent ESPN NBA reporters.
That's going to be the whole staff. Remember, like, you're not – Harlan's not going to ESPN. Reggie Miller isn't going to ESPN. Actually, I kind of – like, it's worth noting. Harlan is expected to join the Amazon coverage, as is Stan Van Gundy. I think their crew is going to be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then Reggie Miller is going to be the lead analyst alongside Tirico for NBC, in case you were wondering where all those pieces go.
Yeah, no, I'm just – so with this whole staff, is it just the production team?
Yeah.
And the four guys inside the NBA?
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of it going to be ESPN.
Gonna be It'll different. Still be Breen and probably Doris and RJ, which that's been a team that I think people have kind of had some issues with this year. I think that ESPN probably needs to, strengthen up their actual calls that they have on some of these games.
They do. It's not going to be the same. It's just not going to feel the same.
No, it won't. But I mean, I hope ESPN does a little bit. Messing with the money is going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that they try at least to move their breaks around to allow inside the NBA to be a little bit more of itself, because that's the reason why you go and pay the money. Mm-hmm. In the same way that they did for Pat McAfee, in the same way that they've done for Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, in the same way that they've just done for Peyton Manning. They're just like, here, you do this thing that we want. We'll give you money and get out of your way. I hope ESPN can get out of the way.
Just wait till they start. Hey, let's bring Stephen A. to the set. Let's bring Kendrick Perkins to the set.
And it is going to be tough for Scott Van Pelt, because he typically does that post game. But I'm like, man, some of the best of the inside the NBA is after the game, where they can lay out.
That's all I watch.
Yeah.
So, I can't tell you last time I watched a pregame.
So I hope that
it's always post game.
Let's go to Monica Minut.
Oh,
talk about the WNBA. What you got for us?
She'd be good at it though. She's very good. And another loser, Lopez, for power washing the back of his foot off.
Dude, I'm a loser. I am a loser.
I need that.
In this case, I've done this if not a thousand times, at close to 1,000 times. I was fishing this weekend. And I got another part of this I wanted to mention real quick.
Oh, goodness.
So you see these Band-Aids on my foot right here?
I don't, but I trust you.
You want me to pull them off?
Nope.
No. Anyway, so I go fishing, you know, boat gets a little dirty, whatever, and you power wash it before you put it up in the sling and move on. So I was power washing my boat, like I said, close to 1,000 times, if not more. And I'm power washing barefoot so I don't track any dirt in there. And I power wash right on my Achilles tendon, about less than an inch away, and I rip about an inch of skin off the back of my heel. And I'm like, it hurt, but I was more mad than any. I was like, you big dummy. How many times have I done that? I power washed my foot. Here's the second part that I want to mention. So not only that, I put a Band-Aid on and all that. I forgot to put a Band-Aid on this morning. Okay. I said, you know what? There's a first aid kit in the kitchen, right up the hallway here.
Oh, you was going to use the free Band-Aids?
Figgy. I opened that first aid kit thinking it was going to be packed with all kinds of, you know.
All them people doing what you've been doing and nobody putting it back. That's what happened.
It has like 10 Band-Aids.
That's right. Because
That's it.
Because all y'all ever think
that's
is,
more
let me
than
take
I thought
stuff.
It would have been.
It was 99% empty. There was a stack of little Band-Aids on the bottom. We need a new first aid.
Unbelievable. Go get one. Right, that's what I'm saying. Mr. Moneybags over here like, somebody needs to get a new. All right, dog. Whatever. That's why you won the losers of the weekend. Winners and losers of the weekend every week on a Monday. Coming up next, Yahoo Sports, and I believe this was Nate Tice, put together a list of trends that he thinks we'll see in the 2025 season, seeing as the NFL is the ultimate copycat league. Which of these do you think we'll see? Which of these do you not think we'll see? And which will benefit the Texans the most? We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.